Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we're talking about infrastructure. Sean, Karen, what y'all know about infrastructure?
Not a lot. What do you know about infrastructure, Matt? Who are you?
Well, Karen, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act has just passed the Senate. And, you know, the fate of the bill is still up in the air, although there's a lot of momentum behind it. And it has passed, like I said, in the Senate. It still has to pass in the House.
Well, you know what I like, Matt? When people can go to battle and war and fight, and they can come together to put together a plan that we all know is good for America. So, you know, I'm very proud of both sides, the Republicans and Democrats, to say, yeah, we're going to do this. And I really think it's underway. And I think the purpose of our show is, like, to give people the head start and start preparing for when this money starts rolling, this kickass. They're ready to attack and take advantage of this new infrastructure plan.
And can we, just for the people who may not know or understand, can we kind of maybe explain what this infrastructure bill is?
It's really a plan to really, I call it, give America a facelift from the railroads, from airports,
bridges,
from tunnels. From bridges, tunnels, even lower income communities. You know, it's really to pour money into this and give America what I would call, you know, a facelift, a facial. Right, Karen? You know all about that.
Sean.
I had to get you, Karen. I had to get that started off. I send it off, Karen.
Sean, my skin is flawless. Everyone agrees. I assume that's what you're talking about, since this is a show for families. And piggybacking off of what you said, we know that this bill passed in the Senate. The final tally was 69 to 30. 69 in favor, 30 against, and the legislation still has to pass the House, and it would touch almost every aspect of the American economy. It would shore up the nation's response to the warming of the planet, which is something that we really, really need. Obviously, global warming stuff is also infrastructure, so honestly, it's probably infrastructure o'clock right now.
So let me ask a question, though, about that. So how does this impact me, regular Joe Public or regular Jane Public? Do we have to go get our shovel out and, like, work the hardcore, the tough jobs, the physical manual labor? Or, you know, is this going to impact other people who are not wanting to be out there in the sun building a bridge?
Well, I think people should look into it and see, you know, what skills they're going to be looking for. Because, you know, that's a very good question. With technology moving so fast, I can tell, yes, will there be some manual and labor work to build new airports and build new Amtrak and railroads? Of course there will be. And that will be good for the unskilled labor. They'll have opportunities to find employment. But for the skilled laborers, I am sure there's going to be techie things. Like, just like now at the bus stop, as you know, Matt, it'll tell you right at the bus stop when the bus is coming. Somebody techie has to do that. So, you know, I think there'll be technical jobs, and I think there'll be jobs for everybody. But you may have to, you know, hone your skill set, maybe take a course and research. But the government right now is even pushing those things. So there may be even free programs. I just think there's a huge opportunity to get out there and make some of this new infrastructure money.
I just want to point out that, it's this obviously isn't a draft. It's not mandatory for people to get out there and, like, you know, build infrastructure. But under Section 7, Article 27B, Subsection 4, it does say that Matt Smith of Two Black Guys with Good Credit does have to do physical labor for no money. So I don't, like,
exactly.
Since you were asking.
Matt has to work hard for that senior pass that he gets by going on the bus free all the time. You know, that senior pass, the over 50 pass?
Okay,
like,
so,
put somebody back in.
Let the record reflect. First,
you get the front Sean seat now, right, Matt? You get Sean, the front seat.
Sean slid in the remark about Matt. You know the bus. You like, I ride the bus. I've ridden the bus. I have no problem with the bus. Now then, Karen piles on with this very official sounding act, or you know what? And now Sean, like, I'll be your witness. Let's get back to the story, people.
Okay, back to the Matt Smith infrastructure bill of 2021. About how Matt Smith has to build infrastructure. So in addition to transportation, you know, our utilities need a bit of a facelift too, to use Sean's word. And senators have also included $65 billion that is meant to connect hard to reach rural communities. Shocking to think we have those here in New York City, but yes, there are hard to reach rural communities. They're hard to reach and they're very rural, to connect them to high speed internet and help sign up low income city dwellers. Oh snap, who cannot afford it. And $8 billion for Western water infrastructure. I mean, I didn't even know we needed all that stuff, guys.
Exactly. There's something there. I mean, people are living in two different worlds in America. And I think, once again, you know, high-speed internet, laying down all that fiber optics and cable, having technical people, you know, do all the technical work behind the scenes, there's an opportunity there. Like, not only do I think as far as employment, you know, one thing you can do is you can find out, you know, what needs to be done, and you can start a company, an organization to satisfy these needs. If satisfied, you're going to be looking for some consultants, workers, employees. There's so many things that open up the door that you could take advantage of. Everybody listening to this show can get an infrastructure job. Okay,
that's right. Shovel polisher, utility thinker abouter, internet logger onto.
And those are official titles. So yes. Anyway, let's also move on to another area where there's going to be work is pollution cleanup. Roughly $21 billion, again, the big B, $21 billion will go into cleaning up abandoned wells and mines. So
I like my abandoned wells and mines dirty, but I guess nobody really asked me.
Oh my God, you're so wrong. And I would say that when you're applying, like I had a friend, she asked me to send her a resume. You know, she's working for the airlines in the cargo area. And she wanted to go away from customer service more to management. And I think, you know, I've worked with her. She's very good at management. She's very good at articulating herself, very good emails. She's very corporate. But when I looked at her resume, every job title had customer service rep, customer service rep. And it just hit me in the face. I said, you cannot transition from customer service to management if all your resume says is customer service. You know, you have to play with it. Change your list from customer service to manager, say, you know, logistic manager. You have to make sure your resume, or even where you're looking to employ, like, fits with the job. You have to fit yourself in that puzzle, if that makes sense.
So abandoned well scientist.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Abandoned well, peer into from above-er.
Exactly. Mind consultant affiliate, you know what I mean? So actively handled inbound calls for miners, you know, fix it up, spice it up a little.
Right. Clean mine advocate.
Oh, my God. That's trendy. If you use the word advocate, that's so trendy right now. You're getting a call back and one of your job titles says advocate. Like, in right. These times that we're living in, that is a trend word. There you go.
Guys, this is funny and all, but Sean, how many jobs do you think this Infrastructure Act is really going to create?
Well, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act could create around 650,000 jobs, according to estimates by Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. Pay could average as much as $70,000 a year for jobs. Okay. You know,
that's significant.
And those that are making $40,000, $35,000, $50,000, do not think it's out of reach. It really isn't. It's all how you position yourself and how much you want to get. And if there's something that you're missing, a skill set, now's the time to just up your skills.
Right. Take a free class in well measuring or mine observation. God. Stop. I'm being helpful. I'm helping. Well, anyway, there's another guy, and his name is Tony Carnevale, and he heads the Georgetown University Center on Education and Workforce. And this smart dude estimates that the Senate infrastructure bill would create about 1 million jobs. So, Zandi, might want to listen up. With 70% of them filled by people who didn't go to college. And those are people who pretty much have been left behind in the U.S. for about 40 years. And even so, there are not enough construction workers right now. So honestly, if you want to do a little hard labor, this might be for you. Carnevale said the U.S. will have to issue more visas for temporary foreign workers if the bill passes.
Well, another layer to this is the bill includes $73 billion to update the nation's electricity grid so it can carry more renewable energy, $7.5 billion to construct electric vehicle charging stations, $17.5 billion for clean buses and ferries, and $15 billion for removing lead pipes, which I know Sean has experienced when he was a supervisor of lead pipe removal.
Correct yourself. I was an advocate, as Karen would say, of lead pipe removal.
My bad. Think of the types of jobs these initiatives will create. Be the first to create an electric charging station in your community. And I'm sure if you find the right contract, the government may flip the bill and develop it.
Yeah, I would love to be able to, like, you know, like a Shell station or Amoco station, or to be able to have like an electric car station like that with, like, you know, a little restaurant, a little place to get coffee, tea, and everybody pulled up charging their cars, hanging out. I think it would be so trendy right there on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. Let's do it.
That's not a bad idea. I would call it Charge Bucks.
That's original.
That's original. I think she's finally out of Only Feet, Matt. I think she's graduated from Only Feet now. I think now, Karen, you officially have Only. I like that idea.
Thanks, guys. I thought it might be enjoyable.
I'm going to reiterate, everybody. I hope you get the analogy. I think the infrastructure bill is giving a U.S. much-needed facelift. We needed this facelift. It's been like 40 years in the making, like where it's been looking the same. It's not working out. It's not exercise, not doing CrossFit. And it's just starting to get wrinkles, America, you know?
I call it national Botox is what I'm calling it.
Exactly. And, you know, what I always say, when change is happening, it creates opportunity on a serious note. You may not get the biggest piece of the pie. I never get the biggest slice of the pie. Karen always steals it from me. But I get a slice. And that's all you need to do. Get a slice. Get into the game. Participate. You can get a $100,000 grant, $200,000. You may even get a $20,000 grant to do something, produce something, work something part-time, full-time, whatever. It's just you really have to take advantage of what change is happening and accept it and welcome it.
And you know what, guys? I guess the point of this podcast is that there's so much money all over the damn place. There's money here, there's money there, there's money up, there's money down. And now there's so much money coming at us from the government, and government money is like crazy good money. So listen, if you get a little piece of your infrastructure money, then why shouldn't you? You deserve it. You're an American, or even if you're not an American, who cares? Democrats are going to push for money to train U.S. workers for these infrastructure jobs. That could be you. And that means that there will be a lot of free educational programs to learn applicable skills. And honestly, after you're done giving the infrastructure a little, you know, Botox and Juvederm or whatever they're doing, you can go do something else with those applicable skills. They're applicable, guys. In today's market, having a skill set that is in high demand can provide obviously high returns. So go get your returns, guys.
Well, let me tell you a story. About a month ago, true story on the life of my children. I was coming from the grocery store and I looked down and there was like all these 20 bills scattered on the ground. And like I went to pick them up and nobody bum rushed me. Nobody was jumping. It was just me picking them up. Even a police officer saw me picking them up. He was like, "Your lucky day." $480 America just threw down from the air for me in $20 bills on the ground coming from the grocery store. Like, we're just throwing money away. This is the first time I've been 25 years in this country. I've seen so much active money in this country. You got to go get it.
Yeah,
I found $480 on the street.
You don't even deserve it. Think of all the people who do. That's crazy. It was wasted on you, but there's so many deserving people, Sean.
No, but you know what I said, Karen? 10 years from now, I'm going to give it back to somebody. I'm going to put it back in me. I'm going to put it back in the environment.
10 years from now, it's going to be worth 45 cents.
Don't worry about all that. Don't worry about all that. That's my thing. I said, I'm going to take it. I'm going to return it.
All right. Well, let me get us back on track. Seriously, this is a good time to build relationships with your local politicians, attend meetings, because when government contracts start to roll out, you want to be in a good position to take advantage. I'm telling you.
That's right. We're freaking telling you guys. The economy is looking for leaders. For leaders in wells, leaders in mines, leaders in all sorts of tunnels and things. And honestly, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, ever heard of them? They're problem solvers, and you can be too.
That was deep.
Yeah, it's true, Karen, what you're saying. These are all people that, you know, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, they just solve problems. And as you as an individual have to think, you know, what problem can I solve? You know, the agreement, you know, today targets critical resources towards underserved communities. And if a person lives in an underserved community, comes from an underserved community, or simply wants to help, this is the time. If you're one of complaining about your area, as we say, your hood, what's going on, they're not doing anything, this is a time where Biden is throwing money into the community. He's saying, fix up your community. And it's for you to take ownership of your community. Like, for example, I have a perfect example. I have a shipping business, logistics business. And these two young gentlemen came in the store and they're like, you know, honestly, I thought they were coming to ask for money. And they were like, can you sign our petition? And I'm like, okay, tell me more, young man. What is this petition about? They're like, you know, we know this new infrastructure. These kids are like 16, 17. I was so impressed. They're like, we know there's a new infrastructure plan coming. And we want to get a petition signed in our community, which was the Flatbush, East Flatbush area, to sign to extend the subway down from, if anybody knows, Utica and Eastern Parkway, all the way to Kings Plaza to service the community better. And I was like, wow, that is so awesome. And so they said, by the time the bill passes, they want to have like thousands of signatures. And Karen, not only did I give them a signature, I gave them $20 out of the $480 I found the day before.
Why didn't you give them all $480, Sean? They deserve it.
And let me add this, for our, since we're not a Brooklyn podcast, we are all over the globe. Those are that's a neighborhood in Brooklyn. The subway station can be extended. It can be longer. We got very local Brooklyn there, Sean. People are listening outside of the borough. So
yeah, it's a little inside baseball, Sean.
Exactly. If you make a left on Utica, you know the Popeye's right on the corner. Well, there's a subway stop, but if you go five blocks further, there isn't one. Right? All right.
And the petition is to get another Popeye's. So now you guys know.
Right. I'm just letting you know, like, they're just these young men, just to have the intuition and the know-how to say, let's make our community better. Let's make public transportation better for the people in our community. I thought that was a great initiative. And I think that's something that we all have to look to see. Now's the time to really, if there's potholes in your community, run down buildings, things that need to be changed, community centers that need to be changed, garden, vegetable areas, health. This is a time to go get that money.
Listen, think of the jobs: vegetable supervisor, garden.
Oh, advocate. Oh my God, sorry. You're killing
advocate
it.
Of non-potholed roads.
Okay.
Think, if you ever wanted to send head. This is the time where I'll allow you to send a bad note to somebody complaining about Karen. Okay, if you want to say something about Karen, go ahead, because that is too much.
No writer, podcast listener, government money spender.
All right, well, let's bring this show to a close. Oh. I mean, if you've been paying attention, you understand the infrastructure bill. It can be a big benefit to our communities. There's going to be jobs created. If you're looking for work, pay attention, be up on what's going on in your communities, and find a way to get in where you fit in. There could be a really good job out there for you.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Listen, be proactive, people. This is your time to take advantage of what's going on. And the show about this was really to point out, to give you an idea of everything that's happening with this infrastructure build. And hopefully through listening to this podcast, you'll be like, I can do this, or I think I can add value to this, or I think I can solve this problem. True leaders solve problems, Karen. I'm Sean Linda, the better half of two black guys with good credit. As I say every week, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket and follow us at tbgwgt@gmail.com. And I'm scared to give Karen and Matt back the mic, but go ahead, good people.
Yeah, guys. Wells, Mines, ever heard of them? You too could be a well person. And the government will pay for it. That was brought to you by me, Karen Margolis, one third of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And as I always say, I like wake up and tell myself this. Doesn't matter what you did. Doesn't matter what you did. It matters what you do next.
And like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And if we can get the House to pass this infrastructure bill, well, something will change and there will be money and new jobs created. So if you're looking for work, keep paying attention and watching out for the news and understand that your opportunity could be right around the corner. So for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, I want to thank you guys for listening. I'm Matt Smith, and we're out of here. Black guys.